stories making news this hour at Press TV. Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh says he is ready to transfer power only to what he has called safe hands. This is massive anti-government protests are being held in several cities. The protesters have dubbed Friday's demonstrations the day of departure, calling on Saleh to resign immediately. Thousands of Bahraini anti-regime protesters have poured out despite martial law and heavy security presence. Witnesses say the police have attacked some 30,000 demonstrators in the northeastern city of Sitra. Bahraini police, backed by Saudi forces, are also deployed in the capital, Manama, and other major cities. And in Jordan, several people have been hospitalized after being injured in attacks by forces loyal to the government. Eyewitnesses say government loyalists attacked hundreds of student protesters as security forces looked on. The anti-government demonstrators blamed the interior minister for the violent encounter. In Japan, nuclear safety officials say a reactor core at the quake-stricken Fukushima nuclear plant may have been breached, threatening further contamination. Three workers replacing a cable at the number 3 reactor have been taken to the hospital after being exposed to radiation levels 10,000 times the normal amount. And Libyan revolutionary forces are advancing towards the eastern town of Anshdabia. They have opened up with artillery on Gaddafi forces from their positions outside of the town. Now the battle began after British planes attacked Gaddafi's tanks in Anshdabia overnight. Israeli soldiers have opened fire on a group of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, injuring 2 of them, one of them seriously. This after Tel Aviv said it would act with great force against retaliatory rocket attacks by Palestinians. Recent Israeli attacks have killed at least 10 people, including 7 children, and thousands of Tunisians are in limbo after fleeing to Italy during and after their country's revolution. They're being kept in immigration detention centers, and many will not be allowed to immigrate but cannot be sent back until the relationship between Italy and Tunisia's new government is defined. And at least 75 people have been killed and dozens of others injured after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit eastern Myanmar. An area close to Myanmar's border with Thailand is believed to be the epicenter of the quake. Officials say the number of casualties is expected to rise.